Gary, although the numbers don't show, it looks like you've been getting some better run defense production from JPP, Jonathan Hankins, that side. What have you seen as far as improvement in that from those two?
Well, I just think that Jonathan Hankins is really coming into his own right now. He's playing with good strength and power. I think, number three, he's playing more snaps for us. He's playing about 35 to 45 snaps a game. And so with he and JPP working together over there, I think that they feel very comfortable in what they're doing and how they're communicating. And I just think JPP's turned it up a notch, this second half of the season and over the last, three, four ball games. And he's setting the edge of our defense. That's what we've asked him to do. He's been setting the edge of our defense and been solid over on the left side. Now, we've moved him around both left and right, but he's doing a good job of setting the edge of our defense.
With regard to Hankins, I think people presumed that he was a capable run stopper, but has he surpassed even what you guys expected in terms of his pass rushing?
I would say, yeah, he may be surpassing what we felt. Jonathan, he showed flashes of being able to play each position on the defensive line in his college tape. We saw flashes of him being able to have power and rush the quarterback. We didn't know, how that would transfer over. So, we thought he was capable, and he wanted the opportunity to do that, and so we've been giving him the opportunity. And so he's meeting, he's telling us that, hey, I can play first and second and third down. So I think Jonathan is just, playing to his capability right now.
How much of his improvement as a pass rusher is technique, improvement in technique, or how much is it just having a high motor and playing, playing to the whistle and not giving up on a play?
Could you ask that again? I'm sorry.
For Jonathan Hankins, how much of it is his improvement as a pass rusher, developing more pass rushing moves, technique, or is it just having a high motor and playing to the whistle?
I think Coach Nunn's done a good job with just developing his technique, how to use his hands, when to use his hands, vulnerable positions with the offensive linemen that he's getting them in, setting up different moves for him. I think that's just a maturation process.
How do you look at the JPP's sudden increase in sacks these last 3 weeks? Is it just a matter of the pressures finally getting there, or are you seeing anything different from him?
I think he's kind of taken it upon himself with the other defensive linemen to apply more pressure. We've always emphasized it. It's always been a stress point. And like I said before, I think he's just cranked it up a notch to try to do better and to do more.
What's changed about the defense over the last 3 weeks? Have you been calling anything differently? Or
if I told you that, I'd have to kill you.
Are you amazed? 19 sacks in the first 11 games and then 22 in your last three. Do you look at those numbers at all and kind of marvel at what the difference is and how significant it is?
We've had to do some different things, but I think that obviously we're happy with the numbers. We're happy with the pressure that we're getting, from the defensive line, and we're happy with some of the production that we're getting from, Devin Kennard. He's helped a lot in that, in that pass rush resurgence. So I think it's a combination of both.
What are the things that the couple of things that stand out about Kennard that you've you've observed him and as he's learned?
For a rookie, very mature, very serious about his work and his business. A very professional attitude every single day in the classroom and on the field about his work and how he can improve for a rookie. And, we always talk about the rookie wall or what have you. It doesn't seem to faze him. We're giving him more in the classroom. He's able to take it on the field. He loves to talk football, and he loves to visualize what he's doing and how he's doing it, and he takes the critiquing not personally, but he takes it as a learning experience, And for a rookie, that's very mature.
Have you had occasion at all in the meeting room where he's asked you a question that's kind of left you to pause a little bit and think about it, because you know, it was such kind of an intelligent question? Or
Yes, because he is an intelligent man, yes. And like I say, he thinks about football. And so when you say that do you pause, you would like for them all to be that way because they think through what you're asking them to do. And he does that on the field sometimes. You know, he'll come off after a particular session, and we were critiquing him today, and he said, yeah. He said, I did it twice today. He says, I'm not very good at that. I've got to learn how to do that. And you kind of step back and go, wow. You know, he's not taking it personally. He's saying, hey, help me with this. I need to improve.
What's his ideal position, Perry? Because he played all over the place at USC, didn't he?
Yes, he was a defensive end at USC.
So where do you see him just ideally if you slotted him in first to a defense?
That's really a good question, you know, and I'm telling you, it's kind of tough from this standpoint. He is a powerful man that can play a defensive end and rush and do that type of thing. He's also skillful enough to play a linebacker position. He's not as fleet-footed as you would like for him to be. So we put that in a term of a tweener, okay? I think over the next, you know, after the season and over the next training period, if he works on his burst and his explosion, that he can be a ideal linebacker. We call him a Sam linebacker. He can be that. That would be his ideal position. And he can also transition and put his hand on the dirt and rush. But I think linebacker would be his natural position.
When you look at the play JPP made to get RG3 at the pylon, how would you I don't want to put words in your mouth. How routine or not routine or the level of difficulty given where he lined up, given the situation on the field, and giving the player he's chasing, how would you describe it?
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Because RG3 is a 4-4, 4-5 guy. JPP was on the right side of the defensive line. It just showed you his desire to want to make that football play, and I think that's what he has done over the last 3 or 4 weeks. He's turned it up, his desire to make plays. That was really a game-changing play in my mind because he wasn't going to fumble that ball unless he had an obstacle in his way. And that was just I was in awe. I really was. It was like, wow. The guy continues to amaze you.
You said earlier that you couldn't go into specifics on what you would change or else you'd have to kill the question. But for you personally, I mean, when you were, as a coordinator, going through the struggles that the defense was going through, I mean, how did you tune out whatever criticism was going on around you, questions whether you'd be back here next year? I mean, how did you tune that out to concentrate, I guess, on the task at hand of getting them to improve?
I have an obligation to the guys in that room. I have an obligation to the Giants. No matter what goes on, you know, I have to be focused, because if I'm not focused, then they're not focused. We have an obligation to improve every day, to be professional in what we do and how we do it. So that's easy for me. You know, I have to tune that out and improve those guys, because I have to look at those guys in that room every day and make sure that they are playing or try to get them to improve every day. So, you know, you just have to have mental focus.
Do you feel like over these last three games that you guys, you as a coach and you as that unit, have kind of proven something a little bit?
I wouldn't say proven anything. I mean, all we're trying to do is one day at a time, improve each day. We're trying to win as many ball games as we can win. You know, we're trying to, you know, be a better unit than we were the week before. So we're just trying to improve.
Last few games, Perry, have you seen the DRC you thought you were going to have for most of the year?
He is a guy that I would say he flashes his talents at us. I would like to see a healthier DRC. But, yes, he is.